This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Trucker Derek Flory drives through Ohio, headed from Portsmouth to Wausau, a four-hour route he knows well. 1 a.m., he heads north on U.S. 23, the road dark, empty. His work truck, equipped with multiple cameras, captures what happens. He spots a small light moving in the road and blares the horn. The light is coming from a cell phone held by a young girl crossing the highway miles from home. Flory pulls onto the shoulder, turns on his hazards, gets out. The girl walks straight to him. He helps her into his truck and drives to safety.
Nancy, Flory says he initially thought the light came from a bicycle and was shocked to see a young girl walking alone. The 12-year-old with a developmental disability wandered away from her home and had been reported missing by her grandmother just 15 minutes before Flory called police after guiding the girl safely off the highway. Flory, a father of two little girls himself, says the incident hit extremely close to home and he believes God put him there to help.
The girl happily reunited with family. Alachua County, Florida sheriffs post a wanted notice for Quinteria Richardson, a.k.a. Panky, for deadly weapon. On Facebook, Richardson herself comments, "I ain't hard to find. Do your job." Days before Valentine's, the sheriffs reply, "Lucky for you, we're used to those who play hard to get," offering to pick her up in a custom green and white whip. They add they have jewelry to fit her wrists and have reserved the best bed and breakfast in town. Richardson taunts them a second time, "Come and get me, pigs." As of now, she has not turned herself in. I guess she saw through the patrol car and handcuff ruse. Authorities continue to search and ask the public for help. If you know or think you know the whereabouts of Quinteria Richardson, a.k.a. Panky, call 352-538-7295. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Lawyers for Karen Reed are asking a federal judge to block her retrial in the death case of her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe. Reed is accused of striking O'Keefe with her SUV and leaving him outside in a snowstorm in January 2022. Prosecutors allege she then drove away, while her defense insists she was framed to shield other law enforcement officers. A jury deadlocked in her first trial last June, leading to a mistrial. Reed now faces a second trial in April on charges of second-degree murder, manslaughter, and leaving the scene of a crime. In recent days, the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court ruled that all three charges could move forward, but Reed's legal team is pushing back. They've now filed a motion in federal court, arguing that another trial would violate Reed's constitutional protection against double jeopardy. A hearing is set for March 5th. In a significant development in the long-standing case of Tupac Shakur's 1996 murder, a Nevada judge has postponed the trial of the sole suspect, Duane Keefe D. Davis. We turn to Crime Online's Sydney Sumner for more.
The trial of Duane Keefe D. Davis, initially scheduled for March in Las Vegas, has been rescheduled to February 9, 2026. Clark County District Court Judge Carly Kearney granted the postponement after Davis's defense team requested more time for critical investigative work and witness interviews. Davis, a former gang leader, is accused of orchestrating the 1996 drive-by shooting that resulted in the death of rap icon Tupac Shakur. He has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder charges and has been in custody since his arrest in September 2023. In previous interviews and his memoir, Davis admitted to providing the firearm used in the shooting and being present in the vehicle. However, his defense now contends these statements were made for entertainment and financial gain. They also argue that Davis had immunity agreements with federal and local prosecutors, which should preclude the current charges, a claim prosecutors dispute. The defense has also raised questions about the circumstances of Shakur's death, suggesting he was initially in stable condition after the shooting and died suddenly after a week in the hospital. They seek to consult medical and forensic experts to explore alternative causes of death.
Judge Kearney has scheduled a status hearing for this summer to assess the case's progress.
Thanks, John. Anastasia Ferreira, 19, gets in an argument with a friend at a house party, Albuquerque, asked to leave. Anastasia never makes it home, doesn't answer calls. Phone stops pinging day after the party, 4 miles from where she was last seen. Canines lose her scent just outside the home, indicating she may have gotten in a car. Her family hands out hundreds of flyers, no solid leads. Anastasia Ferreira, Hispanic, 4'9", 100 pounds, long brown hair, brown eyes, the words, "Till death," tattooed on her left forearm, 505 on her right forearm, last seen wearing a hoodie and denim shorts. If you have info on Anastasia Ferreira, please call Albuquerque PD, 505-242-2677. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.